This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I feel it.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley is here. Let's go around the yard as the Braves have a streak going. And Grant, let's talk about last night because it was pretty special. I mean, A.J. Smith-Sharver, we've been saying this today on the show and as we've discussed this. This is what he's capable of. I don't expect it every outing. But at 22, you know, have some people given up on him way too early? I mean, we forget how young he is.
I mean, I would hope not. I think he's certainly shown and in flashes what he's capable of. But then you look at the date of birth and you start thinking, all right, there's some considerable tread on this tire. Maybe we just need to take him out for a few more test drives and break it in just a little bit and allow him to get experience with the road that can sometimes be kind of bumpy at the big league level. And I think that the only place he can really learn that is by going out there every fifth day and getting these kind of chances. Watching what we saw last night, I think was that, you know, indicator that there's a special arm here. I mean, he's a fastball splitter pitcher mostly. That's, I think, 2/3, nearly 3/4 of his pitch mix goes to those two pitches alone. But you can see how effective that those pitches could be. And you can also see that the more he does this, the chance to grow his confidence with that talent, that's what's going to unlock this special kind of performances and the special player that he could be for a team that very much needs all it can get in the starting rotation. So we can flash back a couple of weeks to when he was demoted after that start, I believe, against the Tampa Bay Rays and kind of wondering, all right, well, why is he going down and Bryce Elder staying here? Well, Bryce Elder has accounted for himself very well, but I'm excited to see what A.J. Smith-Shawver has to offer because he is such a talented arm, and this is an important time for him and for the team to demonstrate that.
Well, we all know that guys sometimes takes a few tries to stick in the show, and John Smoltz always says, Grant, and we have him on the show and says it, you know, you got to let these guys figure it out and find a way. And I just thought the only thing that A.J. Smith-Shawver got in trouble with at times this year was a pitch count, where, you know, it just balloons, and all of a sudden now, or as we like to say now with Schwellenbach, now I got to fix him next. But if A.J. Smith-Shawver continues this track and Schwellenbach figures out how guys are lighting him up, then you don't have to go shopping for a pitcher at the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly start to get that stability that you want and you'd love if some of it could come from within. And again, I know we talked about it. I'm not particularly worried long-term about Spencer Schwellenbach. I do think he's going to sort it out. And meanwhile, and you talked about, you know, John Smoltz saying this, and he would know. I mean, you have to get the chances to go out there and compete in order to kind of find out who you are and to make the necessary adjustments at the big league level. I remember Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snitker, a lot of baseball people, baseball managers know that it can take you 30, 35 starts at the big league level before you really know what you've got. A.J. Smith-Shawver is nowhere close to that. So getting him those steady opportunities, I think, will allow you to determine what exactly he is, what exactly he could be, what he's capable of. And again, you kind of grow and develop at the big league level. In some cases, it works. And for a kid that came up at 20 years old, I don't think you could argue about how impressed they were, but they want to see it consistently. And I think, and we've seen this in the past with some of the other pitching prospects, bouncing them back and forth, I don't know that that really serves them well. And in some cases, I don't think you can afford to do that. And I feel like this is one of those cases.
Grant McCauley joining us talking Braves. Tonight it's Chris Sale. We'll talk about tonight's matchup here in just a minute. Matt Olson, that inside the park home run, tell me what you initially thought about Tyler Callahan's catch, no catch. What did you see when you watched that in the bottom of the third?
Well, I think it makes your stomach turn. If you watch the replay, then you certainly just saw how gruesome that injury was. And unfortunately, and this is the truth in a lot of sports, injury is just part of the game. And it did appear that he was securing the ball and had taken a step, maybe two full steps, when he went into the wall and it was knocked loose. And you know, I guess by letter of the law in the Major League rule book, you have to reach in there and take the ball out with the other hand, and that just didn't happen. So not to, you know, overly analyze that particular play, because I certainly feel for him. There's not much else Matt Olson could do other than run the bases. But for Callahan, who has multiple broken bones in his left forearm, that's about as gruesome of an injury as you're going to see. And hopefully a speedy recovery for him. He was playing in just his fourth game in the big league. So just a nightmare situation for him and for the Reds. But fortunate that it does appear that, you know, it may be a long road, but hopefully he'll be back.
Yeah, and just to see Matt Olson's reaction, like literally looking, is it a homer?
Yeah.
Am I good? It is our man Grant McCauley with us, guys, in the WadeFord.com hotline. I'm not the biggest stat nerd, but it is kind of interesting. Nick Allen is one of the best shortstops as far as fielding, and I know he's off not having a great homestand right now hitting, but he's still batting .271. So is he now our everyday shortstop?
I think so, Mike. And, you know, you can have me on retainer if you need somebody to kind of be that baseball stat nerd for you, because, you know, you look at it, it passes the eye test, number one. You can see the plays that Nick Allen makes. And last night was a great example of that, because when that no-hitter was going, 2-3 really solid plays from Nick Allen behind him. And you got to have those to pitch a no-hitter. You're not going to strike out 27 guys to get that thing done. But he has been everything that the Braves could have asked for defensively. I think he has better range than Arcia. Arcia may have the better arm, but Nick Allen is where he needs to be seemingly every time to make every play that's possible for him. And that says a lot about his instincts, his placement, and obviously the value that he can bring there. And I don't think that he's going to be the big offensive contributor. I like the style of at bat that he has. I mean, he grinds it out. He makes the pitcher work. And maybe he'll, with the more experience that he gets here and with a new team, you know, a new opportunity, change of scenery, as they say, maybe he will find another offensive level than he did with the Oakland Athletics for the past, what, 3-4 years. But I think you can't argue with the results defensively. And if you've got the rest of this team clicking the way that they appear to be finding their footing here lately, you're not too worried about Nick Allen at the plate. But I think he does enough things right that you can really ride this out for a while and see what he has to offer you. Because defensively speaking, statistically speaking, as you mentioned, I think he's only one defensive run saved off of the lead for shortstops in Major League Baseball. He has been that good.
All right, Grant, as we talk about Chris Sale, we were talking about, you know, it's he seemed like over the last couple of starts he's coming around. What do you sense in there, and do you feel like he's got his footing?
Yeah, I talked about this on From the Diamond in a little bit more detail, but you can't argue with the results that he had last time out. It was his best start of the year. His slider got a ton of swings and misses. His fastball was still kind of being, I think, throttling is the word we're looking for. Maybe it's 91, 92, maybe it's 96, 97, depending on what he needs in those situations. And if that's something he feels like works, then I think that, you know, obviously he can go out there and, you know, run it up the flagpole and find out. But you know, the Reds, I think, I know that they were getting no hit last night, but overall, talent-wise, I think they have a few more teeth than do the Colorado Rockies, even in Coors Field. So this will be an interesting test for Chris Sale to see where exactly he is, not just in velocity, but precision. That, to me, has been the thing that he struggled with this year as well. He's also had his pitch count run up with a lot of foul balls and competitive at-bats. And, you know, once he starts to dial it in and maybe get just a little bit more fine with what he's trying to do and able to do, I think we'll start to see the Chris Sale we're accustomed to seeing, not just last year, but over the course of a decade and a half. This guy's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for a while. I think he can still figure all of that out, and he's trending in the right direction. But I'm not ready to say that it looks like the old Chris Sale just yet, because I think there might be a couple of more tweaks or a couple more things he's working on to get there.
talking with our man Grant McCauley. And again, we spent a lot of time today, Grant. I said, well, I get sick and tired of asking you because I'm making you answer a question you don't have the answer to. But the language about the Ronald Acuna, you know, and the timing of, you know, he was going to Los Angeles to get another look from the doctors, which, of course, was a red flag to many Braves fans. And then did the Braves say, oh, maybe that's another red flag, so let's say he doesn't have to go see the doc. What was going on with this timeline?
No, I can give you a little bit more clarity on that. Essentially, you know, there are a lot of people that are, you know, managing the Ronald Acuna Jr. situation from, I'll say, the higher up level. Because right now, you know, you can ask Brian Snitker about Ronald Acuna Jr., but he's not going to be the foremost insight as to, up to the minute, maybe what discussions are supposed to happen and what discussions have happened. So I think that there was a prevailing thought of, okay, well, let's maybe send Ronald out to see the doctor again and get him signed off on one last time before he goes out on the rehab assignment. That was, I think, the information as was presented, or maybe as was discussed with Brian Snitker prior to his availability yesterday. He was just trying to share what he knew, which was not obviously everything, but the decision had been made that, hey, look, he's good. Ella Trash, who's the surgeon that did the ACL repair, believes that he's fine and doesn't need an extra trip out to L.A., and the Braves are planning on sending Ronald out on a rehab assignment, and I know this language made everybody thrilled, sometime this month. We are closing in. I'll use the word soon. The indications I had, I felt like maybe he was going to be out on a rehab assignment as soon as this week. Obviously, that hasn't happened yet. There's some time left this week. But the sooner the better, because I think it's going to take him a couple of weeks worth of gameplay, building up, playing consecutive days. And obviously, he's coming back as an outfielder, not a DH. So they want to make sure that that has all been handled the best way that it can. And the reason why, we watched play out in real time in 2022. Ronald tore his ACL in July, came back in April. That timeline, I think, was ambitious at that time and showed over the course of the season that maybe some extra recovery would have helped him to get through 2022 with less pain and more manageable. And I think that that's the lesson that's been learned here, and that's why they're taking their time with this. I know it's frustrating, infuriating to not have the timelines and to get mixed messages, but I do think he is closing in on his return to the Braves, and hopefully it will be at the end of May or the very first part of the month of June. That would be the ideal situation, I think, right now.
All right. Great stuff, Grant. Appreciate you as always. We'll see if we can keep this streak going tonight with Chris Sale on the Hill.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.